James O'Keefe, Project Veritas, is on the line. James is one of my heroes. James O'Keefe has done more for journalism, for honest journalism in America than perhaps any other journalist today. Welcome, James.
Hey, James, great to be with you this morning.
Thank you. Now, James O'Keefe, now, for those of you who don't know history, let me just briefly say James O'Keefe came to the public arena when single-handedly he exposed the shenanigans at Acorn. And as a result, this was the Democrat left-wing organization that had, and that was just everywhere. And single-handedly, James O'Keefe, well, with his staff, busted Acorn with an undercover investigation, and from then he's been doing it ever since. The left in America hates this man because he exposes them for what they are. This week you did some other work on CNN. Tell us about that, James.
Well, we just broke a three-part series, undercover tapes into CNN's newsroom. One of their directors, a man named Charlie Chester, is on this extraordinary video. And he says that, CNN is propaganda. He says that they don't have people on the show unless they put words in their mouths, unless they parrot talking points. He says they're an arm of the Biden campaign. He says they paint Biden as a young geriatric with aviator shades. And he says that he came to CNN to help get Trump out of office. And that's exactly what they did. And he's proud of it. It's probably the most extraordinary tape video that we've ever done because of the implications. It shows that what has happened to news, and we've all known this, it doesn't shock someone like you or your audience, but it kind of does shock the audience because he has admitted it in a very arrogant way. So this happens, and this is like video goes viral, 10 million views, et cetera, et cetera. And then Twitter takes it down, takes me down, showing a nexus of power between the tech companies and CNN. So this is really what this is everything. This is central to the problems that we're facing, what has happened this week.
And as a result of your expose of CNN, Twitter reacted. What did Twitter do?
Well, Twitter took down my account on this past week, took it down on Thursday, and said that, and the reason that Twitter gave was that they sent me a note saying that I had, quote, created fake accounts. Well, that's just not true. I didn't create a fake account on Twitter. Twitter was trying to make up a reason to get those CNN videos because, in Twitter I embed the CNN video and it goes insanely viral. So effectively, Project Veritas is too effective or too impactful. The videos are too viral. So they made something up. So Twitter took my account down for posting these CNN tapes. Rather than CNN react or fire the guy or say that she shouldn't have said that or they shouldn't be doing that, they take me down for reporting it.
This is amazing because what you are doing, James O'Keefe, Project Veritas, you are actually doing journalism. Now, 60 Minutes just last week came under attack for the smear and hit job that they did with edited tapes trying to attack Ron DeSantis. It was purely political. It was horrid journalism. No one, to my knowledge, has ever been successful claiming that the journalistic work that you've done has been, over the decades, has been unfit, has been has been wrong because of editing problems, that you've smeared someone unfairly. No one has ever successfully labeled that accusation. Your work stands up. The work that you've done in CNN stands up. Part of the reason it stands up is because the words that you use come out of the people's mouths. This is what they say, and you're just bringing it to light, you and your staff.
Yes. I mean, and I've said I'll give $10,000 cash to anybody who can actually name a specific example of where I did doctor tape, because James, they'll still say that. They'll people say a lot of things in the media. They use ad hominem attacks. They attack me constantly. And what's extraordinary about what has happened recently is that I've announced defamation lawsuits against Twitter for saying that I made up fake accounts. I sued the New York Times for saying that I'm deceptive and misinformation. And what's amazing is that we've actually won a landmark motion in that defamation lawsuit recently. The Supreme Court of New York said it can continue to discovery and to trial. I also think Ron DeSantis, by the way, should sue 60 Minutes for defamation. They did doctor that tape. And journalism is broken. It's disgraceful. And people don't know how to fight back. They don't have the resources to fight back. Well, Project Veritas is fighting back vis-a-vis exposures and also these libel lawsuits. You cannot lie about people, even public figures like myself. You can't intentionally lie. That's unlawful. And I think there needs to be kind of a people's defamation defense fund. We need to go on offense against the media. The media is this CNN tape is so shocking that it might actually change minds. And their response is to take it down. And not a word from CNN, a cone of silence, like the mob. Zucker instructing his people, obviously, don't say a word in response to this, meaning they can't defend what this Charlie Chester, this director, was on tape saying.
James, I would like for people to know how to reach you, how to help Project Veritas in your mission. What you are doing is not just crucial to journalism, it is crucial to making sure that the America that we know and that we love can be sustained in future generations. We cannot have an America with a one-sided broken press that just slams one party for ideological purposes and does not report the truth. What you are doing is so vital to the health of this nation and to the health of journalism. How do people reach you? How do people reach Project Veritas?
Well, thank you for saying that. And people all want to know, what can I do? That's the number one question that I get asked. I'm sure you get asked every day. What can I do? Well, we all have different ways of helping. And we're a tax-deductible charitable organization. We don't have advertisers, so donating is always something you could do at projectveritas.com. But more importantly, you know, if you know someone who has a story to tell, if you're on the inside or your cousin's on the inside or your friend's on the inside of any of these entities and you want to help us blow the whistle on the corruption, we have an encrypted email address. It's Veritas Tips. That's V-E-R-I-T-A-S Tips at protonmail.com. Fully safe and secure way of talking to us. And, you know, I think we need to...
Repeat that again, please. Repeat that address again.
It's Veritas Tips. That's V-E-R-I-T-A-S Tips at Proton, P-R-O-T-O-N, protonmail.com. Veritas Tips at protonmail.com. For a tip line, we use sources, and we'd love to hear from you.
Well, James, I'm sure our audience loved hearing from you here at WABC Talk Radio 77, the crown jewel of American radio. Thank you for joining us, James. We look forward to your next exposés. We always look forward to the work you do. James O'Keefe, you are indeed. The word hero gets so overused, but in your case, it is underused. You are a hero for American journalism and for standing up for the values of this country. And thank you for joining us, James O'Keefe.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.